to all of us, this is what God has taught me. I'm practicing it, and I see result. So I preach it and I teach it. Now, how can a person receive God's greatest gift? How to receive God's greatest gift or greatest blessing? Would you like to be blessed?
Amen.
I'm one person who like to be blessed. Sometimes we sing, Abraham, blessings are mine. How to receive God's greatest blessing? Now, what is the greatest blessing that the Almighty God could give to us? Is it riches?
Jesus.
Is it a good job? What do you think? Is it good education? Is it physical fitness?
No.
Now, these things are not bad. Is money bad?
No.
Money is a good thing if you know how to use it, isn't that, sir?
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Is having a good job a bad thing or a good thing?
Good
thing. Is having a good education a bad thing or a good thing?
Good thing.
No. Is physical fitness a bad thing or a good thing? These things are good things, but these are good blessings, because what the Bible tells us, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father. Every good thing that you and I have, the Almighty God has given it to us. But you know what Job said? Job said, the Lord give, or what? Don't boast over those things that God, the Almighty God, may bless you with, because in one day you could lose all. Do you know that? One day, the Almighty God could allow the enemy to take it all away from you. You don't boast in those things. So if these things are not the greatest of God's blessing, what is the greatest of God's blessing? All right. The greatest of God's blessing is Himself. When you got God, when you have God, when you and I have God, we have everything. No wonder the songwriter tried to put in word, He is my everything, He is my all.
Amen.
He is my everything, both great and small. Thank God, He is my everything. Is He your everything? So to have God Himself is to have the greatest of all blessings. Who is really God? You know, there are many deity, or many things, or maybe personal also, they may want to call God. But according to the Bible, which gives us a true revelation of God, who is God? God is a being. Do you know that? He's a person with mind, emotions, and will. Deuteronomy 3, 13 and 14. 1 Corinthians 6, 2, 16. Genesis 6, 6 and 7. Now, what kind of being is God? Anybody know what kind of being is God? He's a self-existent being. Nothing brought God into existence, and nothing can put Him out of existence. He exists because it is nature to exist. God has no cause outside of Himself. Jesus created the truth in these words. The Father hath life in Himself. It's in John 5, 26. So God is what? A self-existent being. Nothing brought Him into existence. Nothing can put Him out of existence. No wonder the Word of God tells us. God Himself speaking, says, I am the Lord and I what? I change. Now, He is an eternal being. Psalm 92 tells us, from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. He's an unchangeable being. Malachi 3:6 tells us, God Himself speaking says, I am the Lord, I change not. He's a spiritual being. St. John 4:24 tells us, God is a spirit. He's an invisible being. 1 Timothy 1:17 tells us, now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible. He's a triune being. Matthew 6:7 Matthew 3, 16 and 17 tells us, and Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He's a holy being. Do you know God is holy? Isaiah 6, 3 tells us, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And because He's holy, He wants us to be us to be holy also. Amen? And he gave us all that is necessary to make us holy. He is a being of faith. Help me. Love. Joy. Peace. Long-suffering. Temperance. Meekness. Gentleness. Goodness. Faithfulness and graciousness. He's a merciful, compassionate and glorious being. He's referred to as a consuming fire and there's none like him. Mark 11:22 and other scriptures. He's omnipresent. Or he's a being that is everywhere at the same time. Now my puny mind can't comprehend that. How God could be everywhere at the same time. Anybody know that? Anybody can explain that to me? How God could be everywhere at the same time? But Jeremiah 23:24 tells us, God himself speaking says, do not I fill heaven and earth, said the Lord? 10, he's a being that knows everything. Psalm 147:5 tells us, his understanding or God understanding is infinite or limitless. And 11, he's an all-powerful being. Revelation 19:6 tells us, the Lord God omnipotent, or the Lord God who's all-powerful, reigneth. So this is the being that we call God. No wonder the songwriter trying to put in word. What a mighty God we serve. Angels what? Bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. The God that you're serving and the God that I'm serving is the God of all gods. There's no other God like Jehovah God. Amen. I said there's no other God like Jehovah God.
Amen.
He rolled back the mighty Red Sea. When he said, Lazarus, come forth, the dead came back to life. What power he has. And this is the God that we are serving. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen?
Amen.
Aren't you glad you're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords?
Amen.
Aren't you glad you're serving the one and true God?
Amen.
Amen.
Now how can a person come to know about this great and mighty God? How do you think they come to know him? I'm not talking about habit. I'm not talking about knowing him in experientially, but knowing him in knowledge. How can a person come to know about God? There's one thing to know about God and another thing to experience God in your life. Isn't that so? It's one thing to know that fire burns and another thing to experience fire burns. Amen? So how Daniel put it, the people that do know their God shall be what? Strong and do exploit. And how can a person come to know about God? By looking at his work, Romans 1:20. From others, 1 John 1:3. By looking at Jesus, our Lord, us in John 4:19. And by looking at his word to see what he has to say about himself. So it's one thing to know about God, and another thing to have God living in you. Do you have God living in you?
Yes.
You sure about that? From what the Lord said, not all that say unto me what? Lord, Lord, shall what? But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Not all people say Lord, Lord. Some people say Lord. All over the world, many shall Lord, Lord, Lord. But not all that say Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of God, but those that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What is the will of the Father? That we live by the Bible.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
And so I'm saying to this church, and God for the pastor and everybody, we are to live by the Bible. Every one of us here, we live by the Bible. Amen? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by
every word
that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's what we have to live by. And then we have, of course, we have in our church, we have our constitution. Then we're going to get up some things we call principles that everybody's supposed to abide by it. Amen?
Amen.
New Year. So let's get things in the right order. Now, the greatest blessing that you and I can receive as a people is the blessings of God. The blessings of God, which is God himself. Or rather, the greatest blessing of God, which is God himself. Portia, ruler, Shabbos, loved his people and desired to help them. Portia is now Iron. So he dressed up like a poor man and sat with the subject. There was one commoner he especially liked. Yet this man coarse food, and when the poor man was happy, the Shah was happy with him. When he was sad, the Shah, his ruler, shared his sorrow. One day the Shah revealed the identity to this poor man, and he expected him to ask him for a gift. But the poor man, gazing upon his ruler, said, "You left your palace to sit with me. You care whether my heart was glad or sad. And others you may bestow your riches. But to me you have given a priceless gift, yourself. I pray that you will never withdraw this gift." Once you have the king, you have everything.
Amen.
Isn't that so?
Yeah,
and some people make the mistake and going after this, going after riches, going after maybe fame and popularity, going after... And that's why the word of God said what? Seek ye what? First the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be what? Added unto you.
Amen.
Oh, we that know the Lord, we that have God living in us, brother, sister, you have God's greatest blessing. You have God. Tell me if there's anything or anyone better and greater than God. Is there anyone better and greater than God? No, we got the best. We got the greatest. We have God.
Amen.
And if God be for you, what the Bible says, who can be against you?
Amen.
In time of sickness, he's there. When you're happy, he's there. When you're sad, you're there. When you're down, he's there. When you're up, he's there. What he said, I will never leave you. I'm so happy now, I'm so glad that it's not religion. I was a Hindu, right? But now, I wouldn't say I'm in a religion. I'm in a relationship with my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm in a relationship with God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So God desire to indwell every human being. But the question is this. Does every human being have God living in him or her? Huh? Then the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should what? Not perish, but have everlasting life." Didn't the Bible say that? Didn't you say, "Behold, I stand at the door and what? Knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me." 1 John 4:15. If anyone should acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Amen? Now God wants to come into every human being. But does every human being have God living in him or her? According to the Bible, no. Who don't have God living in them? Two kinds of people don't have God living in them. You know who? One, the unsaved man. If you're unsaved, don't matter how good you might be. Not of work as any man should boast. Isn't that so?
Amen.
Do you know that some good unsaved people? Yeah. Come on, do you know that some good, very good unsaved people?
Amen.
And when it comes to morality, when it comes to moral, like some of them even live better lives than some of us that are Christians?
Yes, amen.
Isn't that so?
Amen.
But your works wouldn't take you to heaven. No matter how much good deeds you do, that wouldn't take you to heaven. There's only one way you can get to heaven. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So if you're not, now they have a lot of good people, but they're good sinners. Amen. They're good, but they're good sinners. Amen. They have a lot of rich people there. They're rich sinners. A lot of educated people, but they're educated sinners. So now, what is the condition of an? What is the condition of an unsaved person? An unsaved person is a child of the devil, of his nature, is in his kingdom, is governed by him, could be afflicted and possessed by demon spirit. They are sinners, have the sinful nature ruling them. They're dead in trespass and sin, without God, without the quality of God. They're cursed, subject to all present disease and evil. They're condemned on the judgment of God and going to hell. Now, this is the condition of an unsaved person. And if you're an unsaved person, you need to get God to come and live within you.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes, amen.
How can you get God to come and live within you? You should know this. I'm teaching you. I usually teach this. Realize that you are what? A sinner. Be sorry for living a life of sin. And repent in the name of Jesus through the help of the Holy Spirit. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And thou shalt be saved. What are you to believe on him? Believe he came and he what? Died for you. He was buried. And on the third day he arose again from the dead. Receive Christ as your Savior and Lord and confess his Lordship. The moment you do that, what happened? Whosoever shall confess that what? This is the Son of God. God comes and he starts dwelling in you.
Amen.
And you in him.
Amen.
Praise God if you have done that. You are, God is living in you. Your body becomes a what? The temple of the Holy Ghost. So if you're not an unsafe, thank God you can get God to come and live within you. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Any one of us here, because you know what I like about God, he's what? He's no respect of person. He loves us all the same way. God don't treat some better than others. God treats your country his word. If you honor him and you honor his word, he honor you.
Yes.
Now the second kind of people who God departs from is those who sin after they get saved, because they sin and walk continue in sin. That is the second kind of people. Once you want to live for the Lord, once you want to serve the Lord, once you want to do that which is pleasing in the sight of God, you might fail 100 times. It doesn't matter as long as your heart is there for God. Praise the Lord. The Lord will leave you, you know. He said, I will what? Never leave you. Nor if you and we just leave the Lord, the Lord will leave us.
Amen.
And the Lord have condition for him for the staying in us. We have to want him. We have to want to live. And if we don't want, he moves out. Amen?
Amen.
He stands at the door and what? Knock. If you hear and open the voice, he comes in. If you don't, he's out. So if you want to sin and continue in sin, I'm sorry for you. Praise the Lord. So whosoever shall what? Confess that Jesus is Son of God. God what? Dwelleth in him and he in God. So where is God right now? Come on, tell yourself, where is God? All of us who know the Lord. Is he not in us?
Yes.
Are we not the temple of God? And you say, I'm not blessed. I don't have this, and I don't have that. And we complain when you got the greatest of all blessings and the greatest of all gift right inside of you.
Amen.
Isn't that so? Right inside of you is the greatest gift. Hebrews 13:5, what the Lord said, I will what? Never
leave you.
Nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The minute you accept Christ as your Savior and Lord, God comes and he starts living in you. Now, listen to some things that happen to you when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, all your sins, past, present, and future, they're gone. Being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. All your sins, all the past, present, and future sins are gone. I see some things happening, you know, when because of social media, you see a lot of things happening. Isn't that so? Toward a 5-year-old film star, because of some problem, he had to commit suicide. Young man like him. Now start living, so to speak. Commit suicide. This happening, the other happening, the other, and like some of us, I've talked about believing like our eyes are not opening to these things to see what's happening in our days and time. Huh? We know what is happening in this day and time, according to what I see. Jesus Christ is coming back very soon.
Amen.
Soon and very soon, you'll see the King. This is not time to slack up. This time to get fervent.
Yeah.
This is time to get real close to the Lord, because
yes,
you don't know the day or the hour when the Son of Man will come.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, all our sins are forgiven because God comes and we believe on Christ. God comes and lives in us. We have God, the presence of God. Do you know what else happened? We have the nature of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us what? Therefore, if a man be in Christ, is what? A new creation. The old have gone, the new have come. You got God's nature inside of you. Next, 1, 2, 3, 4, you become a what? A child of God. When you receive Christ, you become a who?
Child.
You are a child of God. You're not somebody, something else. Me, I feel like a nobody. Now, let me use him as an example. It's current. If President Trump was your father, he's a millionaire or a billionaire? Something, but he's a rich man, right? Isn't that so? Or he's in a millionaire. And you were one of his children. And then Clarence said, you got nothing in life, Now God is richer than Trump. And all the Trump say that in the world. Amen? Isn't that so? The art is the Lord and the what? Fullness thereof. The world and data. Listen, you never tell yourself you're nobody. When you didn't know Christ, yes, I admit that you were nobody. But not now. You're somebody now. You're a child of the King. You're a prince or a princess in the kingdom of God. For God has made us what? kings and priests unto God. You're not a nobody, you're somebody.
Yes.
But some of us have what? Low self-esteem. Because some man or some woman or some boy or some girl tell, you don't look nice. They're like, I don't believe the truth, you know. You know about it, people worry about it with the word of God. When the word of God says, you're a king and you're a priest. Amen.
Amen.
You know about what people have to say. I say, no matter what people have to say, you matter what God has to say. And God said, you are a king and you are a prince. And you're a prince, you're a princess. You are.
Yeah.
Isn't that so? You are a child of the king. We can raise our hands at any time. But the road or on the road, or if you're not on the road, say, praise God. Praise God. I'm a child of the king. Walk with dignity. Pull up your head high in the air and walk. Say, I'm a child of the king. I don't care what anybody say about me. I don't care what they think about me. I am a child of the king. I belong to God and God belongs to me. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So, our sins are forgiven. God is living in us. We have the nature of God. We are children of God. Praise the Lord. Do you know we are out of Satan's kingdom and into God's kingdom now?
Yes.
Colossians 1:13, what deliver us from the power of darkness and what translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. We are in the kingdom of the almighty God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I said praise God.
Amen.
You think they got any problem that God can't solve? They got a problem that God can't solve. When the Israelites had a big problem when they were at the Red Sea, what did God do? Open the Red Sea, no sea into a big foot. No, there's no problem for God to solve. And some of us have some puny problem and something going here and something going here. So you take it to the Lord and pray. Thank God. In that song, right? Like he had experience. He said, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry what? Everything to God in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. When you're down, say, Lord, you know, right? Go and talk to the Lord and talk to your Father. Father, right now I'm feeling down. I pray that you'll touch me. I let your anointing flow. Pray. What the word says? The joy of the Lord is my
strength.
God can put joy in your heart. As if they have a lot of things and yet they're there, they don't have joy. But you can have joy. Hallelujah. Every problem, the Bible says, casting all your what?
Cares
upon him, for he cares for you. What about your needs? God probably supply all your needs. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply not some, all your needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about that? How about protection? Do you know in these days that we're living in these days and time, we need protection? You can be walking down the road and a stray bullet fell and kill you.
Yes.
Isn't that so?
Amen.
And the demonic, well, because we're looking out at Satan falling in the demon spirit, I got in a little to the occult, right? But find out a little, if you know what's happening in the spirit world, I think you will live for God. You will live for God close, if you know what's going on in the spirit world. Huh? How these demons operate. People can actually... True obeism or true witchcraft, people can actually kill you. But if you know the Lord, what? The angel of the Lord encamp it around them that what fear him. So I was listening to this story. Some boys were witnessing, and a man, like, he wanted to get rid of them. This man, a part of that thing is a boy. So he called up these spirits and he sent them. They could do the thing in the spirit world, you know that? And he sent this spirit to these two young men that were witnessing. This spirit come back, said, you can't make it. He said, but that the key was over there. He said, go back. They went back, I think, two times. They come, said, we can't make it. He said, well, I can go myself now, right? And they call, when they come out the body, kind of projection, I think they call it, right? He wants somehow, through demonic power, the man come out of his body. Went on the scene and see the two young men there, right? And he saw two tall angels, two talents, with a sword in the hand. He said, oh, now I understand why them demons said we can't touch them.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand for that man. It's great. What do you think when you're walking down the road? Other people are being, I'm sorry for those people that are being troubled, but you don't nobody touch you. You're traveling in a vehicle, and the vehicle is going and come. No, every day you're traveling. But you want to know, I'm not getting an accident. You think it's by chance? The angel of the Lord and camped at the rock. God is protecting you because you are his child.
Yeah.
We'll be working for people that can't work for you. They can't win the fund. The angel said, not this one, my. We can't touch you. Amen?
Amen.
So, brethren, we got protection. But do you know, best of all, when we leave this life, what happened? What the Bible tells us. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. So listen, we have God, brother, sister. I said we have God. We have everything that we ever need. We fight in our Lord. Amen? All our needs could be supplied. All our problems could be solved because we have God. So tell me, if you could offer me somebody better than God, I ain't got very much money, right? But I'll give it 200 US and I'll follow you. Praise the Lord. You can't show me or offer me anything better than what I got. I got the best.
Yes. Amen.
You got the best.
Amen.
No wonder the songwriter said, I got everything I need to make me what? Happy. I got Jesus to show me the way. I got everything in this world to make me happy. And to summarize it, of course, you know, when you learn things, you're supposed to experience them and then preach them and teach them. So many years ago, many years ago, I didn't have God. I wasn't serving God. And if I continued the way I was going, by now I would have been a dead man. Because I started early. But thank God I accept Christ as my Savior and Lord. And the Lord came and he started dwelling in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I know for a fact all my sins are gone. I know I got a new nature. I know I'm a child of God. I know I'm in the kingdom of God. Every single problem that I got. I don't think that the pastor got a problem. Anymore. Like anybody else, pastor is a human being. Amen. But every single problem God solve. And don't think the pastor don't have needs, you know. Because we ain't going to the supermarket and get money to buy food, right? Isn't that so? Hallelujah! But every single one of my needs are supplied. Every one of them. Because I got God. I said I got God.
Amen.
Protection 24/7 the Lord has given to us. The word says, I am the Lord at what? And so I believe God for my. I want to encourage everybody to learn to believe God for healing. God works about who strikes you with healing. So, in my old age, I used to do this and do that and do a good thing. I'm not saying if you're taking medication, come off your medication. Get me right, right? But I'm saying you can move from one step to the next step and learn to trust God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? So I used medication. I went to the doctor for one time. He told me, you have high potential, high blood pressure. Right, they went to give me one at the medicine. I go back again. Three types of medication over blood pressure. I said, stop it. Stop the medication. By whose stripes you are what? Healed. I'm wondering, I think I did get some knee pain in me. What is this knee, you know? Amen. Good trying to do. So what? Well, the word says, by whose stripes you are.
Yeah.
I accept the words that says, by the stripes of my Lord Jesus, I was healed. Amen?
Amen?
We got to reach to that place. So right now, presently now, I don't use no pharmaceutical drugs.
Praise the Lord.
None. And I'm, thank God. Thank God I'm going, amen?
Amen.
I'm 65.
Amen.
And I'm going on.
Amen.
By the grace of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because I depend, God is my refuge and strength.
Hallelujah.
A very present help. In the time of trouble. But just in case you don't want pharmaceutical drugs, right? And if you have hypertension, you have blood pressure, there's three natural things that you can use, right? Yeah. I just use natural things. You know. Now you need, all right, this is free, right? You don't have to pay for this. You use cinnamon spice, a combination of cinnamon spice, vitamin B6, and magnesium. Right? Those are the two, three things that will help you with hypertension. They'll kind of normalize your pressure, right? What you need? Cinnamon spice, right? Vitamin B6 and magnesium. You'll use that and check your pressure. Of course, it's a natural thing, so it'll take a little time if God's willing to go down, right? Amen?
Amen.
And if you're suffering from, if you're diabetic, same cinnamon spice. I just use it. I used to make spice tea. You know something? I make spice tea. So I'm making the spice tea and drinking the spice tea. And I just drinking it just, you know, something tastes nice, right? So I went down to the dentist. Sometimes when they look after it, they got to check your pressure, check your blood and whatever. And the man checked me blood. He said, your blood is 48. He said, how many blood? I said, it's bad. I got the sinner is good. But the blood sugar went right down because they're using the cinnamon, the spice, right? So I had to cut it off for 10 minutes, you know, but it's a powerful thing, right? So God, every single sickness and disease, God got something, he can heal it.
Yeah,
pharmaceutical, they don't want you to know because they're making maybe millions and billions of dollars in their tablet. They don't want you to know that you're going to use some simple drugs and some simple natural cure and they help you. Think they want to do that? Huh? You think they don't want you to know that? Then try to keep the knowledge away from you. But praise God for some honest people. Amen?
Yeah.
Of course, you need to exercise. Drink plenty of water. Drink half your body weight of water. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Exercise. Do some walking. Hallelujah. And God is able to help you. But certain things you need to do. Amen? I said certain things you need to do. And God will help you too. So, brother, sister, what I'm seeing today, the songwriter rightly said, rightly wrote, you take the whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back. Because when I got Jesus, I got him. And how many years now? Coming out of, I think June coming will be 50 years I serve the Lord. 50 years, we have any regret? Nothing. So serving Jesus, I've got no regret. No regret. And God have helped me in every aspect of my life. Spirit, soul, body. Hallelujah. Thank God. Presently, I know living in this country called America. America knows almost anything is money. Isn't that so? You want some elderly hallelujah, I got them to the expensive way. But thank God, God has been good to us. We're not a millionaire, but every single one of our needs have been met. We don't have a debt. This is the way in here. It's paid for, not on credit card.
Amen.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't use your credit card, right? But I'm saying, I believe in don't hang in your hat. We can't reach it. It's me. Maybe other people believe otherwise, right? I believe in living within my means. If I'm working for $100, work within the $100, save a $2 to. Isn't that so? Spend within the $100 and save a $2. Praise the Lord. God has been very good to us. To him be all the glory and the praise and thanks. Do you know we have our own property in Guyana?
Yeah.
We have our own land. We have our own property. We have vehicle in Guyana. We do. And we have, I got an inheritance from my father for the 3 acres of land in the Demerara River. I don't think, you know, God haven't been good. And when I started having the Christian life, I had absolutely nothing. But God is good. Let Brother Oral tell me the blessings of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen? And let me tell you about the blessings of the Lord. So serving God is the best thing you can do with your life.
Amen.
Having God is the best thing that you can do with your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, for me, and I want God to do the same. I don't want to go nowhere where God don't want me to go. I want to go where God wants me to go. I want to stay where God wants me to stay. Because in the final analysis, I'll have to give an account to God for my life and so on. It's all about you. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
Isn't that so?
Yeah.
Don't cry. I'm going to close up. Don't cry. And don't fret. And don't fume. Look at them unsaved people. They're not even serving God. And look what they got. What a God! If they die, where they going? Huh? What is God better than you if you got God? If they die straight to hell, they're good. You never hear about millionaires who commit suicide?
Yes.
Amen. Come on, isn't that so?
Yes.
So what is God better than you if you're serving God? You stand up and tell yourself every day, go in front of the mirror. Talk to yourself. Say, listen, me. Say, turn around and watch carefully. I am a child of God and I am beautiful. I'm beautiful on the inside, amen? I'm like, we are so beautiful on the inside. Handsome from the outside. On the inside, I'm a beautiful person. Because God is living in me. I got the joy of the Lord. I got the peace of God. You can't go and buy peace anywhere. I got the peace of God. I got the joy of God. And listen, anytime I need help, I got my God that can call upon him.
Yes.
Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify him. We got God, brethren. Don't go wrong. Brethren, and people don't have job. You don't got job. Because God don't provide for you.
Amen.
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 When I listen, not eating, you can eat because God will make sure that you eat.
Yes.
Because you are his children. When others have problems with clothes, God can bless you. He can use people to bless you.
Yes.
Or he can just bless you and have sufficient clothes that you can even give away.
Yes.
The blessing of the Lord can be so much that you can give away.
Amen.
Amen.
So, don't be discouraged. This year we're going to do some things for God. Not out to ourselves, to our God. To him be all what? The glory and on praise and thanks. Let's praise the Lord. Let's thank him. Thank you, Father. He's your Father, he's my Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Greatest blessings.
Thank you.
The greatest.